Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome along to this meeting of the Nemworth City Council's Infrastructure Works and Development Committee on the 11th of February 2019. We'll remind everyone that all persons in attendance are advised that it is Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant council officer. Thank you. Okay, we'll move along to item one, apologies. We do have an apology from Councillor Hollister, but I note the other five members are present. Item two, declarations of interest. At this point, I will declare an interest in item 5.2. So I need to call for nominations from the floor for a chair to replace me while I'm out of the room. So could I have a nomination for someone from the floor?
I'll nominate Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Could I get a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Any comments?
I think she's well experienced enough to be able to do the job.
Alderman Jarman.
If Councillor Laycock agrees,
it's an honour.
Okay. Any other speakers? I don't think so. Or Councillor Murphy to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. 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 Against, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 3.1, public question time. If there are any members in the public gallery who would like to come forward and ask a question, would you please come forward now, state your name and address, and ask your question. Thank you.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. If it's all right with the chair, Douglas and I have got three questions each. We'll do them.
Well, we'll stick with procedure. We'll go two at a time.
Okay.
Yep, and then time permitting, which I'm sure there will be, we'll have the third question then. Thank you.
Now, I'm not sure what you call them, but there is two signs at each end of the mall with Devonport information on them. I think everyone knows what they are. Okay. They have the wrong location information in regards to the visitor centre, council chambers, gallery and library. When will that be changed?
Mr. Chairman, we are aware that there are a number of signs throughout Devonport that do need replacing, and processes in place to have those done. We've recently issued orders for some very large signs that need to be updated, and there's been another process underway to identify all those others, because it would be of benefit to be able to do them all at the one time. We certainly made sure that the information that's available online and those sort of things have been updated, and we are aware that these ones are outstanding and are moving to get them done as soon as we can.
Thank you. It's also wrong in the current travel ways too. Wrong address for the Devonport Regional Gallery.
Thank you, Mr. Russell.
Question two. When will the words Devonport Regional Gallery be removed from the old gallery in Stewart Street? Now, that's also confusing for visitors.
Sure. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, as to when that actually will occur, I'll need to take that on notice.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers from the floor?
Thank you, Councillor Perry. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Adelaide Street Renewal, item 4.2, page 9. In background are the following words. The road will be resealed following the curb renewal, and a raised hump will be installed at each end of the street to facilitate pedestrians using Best Street and Old Acre Street. and to discourage the use of Adelaide Street as a through route. The facilitation of the road humps for the pedestrians seems to be a peculiar support for the road humps that are truly for some other purpose. Road humps for discouraging the volume of flow through traffic also seems strange. If flow through traffic is an issue, then the street ought to be dead-ended. So the question is, if the road humps are to facilitate pedestrians crossing Adelaide Street, is this approach going to be applied to Kempling Street in Victoria Avenue in the future? That's question one. Question two, which is more important, what is the problem with through traffic?
That to Mr. Williams, if I could.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. The first question about road humps, the answer to that is that the plan would be in future to roll it out in other low traffic environments where there would be high numbers of pedestrians to further reduce traffic speeds and encourage walking as a mode of transport instead of driving where practical. The answer to the second question about through traffic, Adelaide Street, as most people would realise, is heavily parked out by people working in the fourways. So through traffic is it's reasonably difficult because of the width of the street. So if we put obstructions at either end, people will realise that and prefer to go another way. The residents can still travel in either direction, which suits them, and the pedestrians on either end still get the benefit of the crossing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Russell, would you like to ask your third question?
Thank you.
The proposed unit development at 169 Steel Street and community care, who owns the right-of-way between the two? Is it private?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, the actual right-of-way is on the title of 169 Steel Street.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. Mr. Jenny?
The matter of signs has already been commented upon by Mr. West, but I have another question, and that is the name blocks on the tables in front of me are not correct either. When's that going to be fixed?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. They've actually been ordered, Mr. Janney, but because of the January Christmas shutdown, they won't be delivered until sometime in February. So they were ordered just before Christmas with the intention that they'll be here, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future. However, in the meantime, the aldermen were very clear when they made the decision to go to councillor that we won't be replacing a number of items necessarily just because of the name change. For instance, business cards will still have aldermen on them until the business cards have been used up by the councillors, because otherwise it would be a waste of taxpayer or ratepayers' money. But to directly answer your question, the name blocks have been ordered and they will arrive once they've been supplied.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Janney. Okay, we'll move on to item four. Item 4.0 doesn't require resolution, it's just a report, so I'll move on to item 4.1. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please? Do I have a mover of item 4.1?
So moved.
Alderman Jarman, do I have a seconder?
You do.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. It's going to take a bit of time.
Oh, yeah.
Councillor Jarman, please.
No, look, it's all very thorough as normal. It's very important that we get this done. Obviously, there's major works going to be going down there and we need to make sure that this is correct at the time. There's been a lot of discussion about this area and we're making sure that we do this correctly for the future works that are going on down there. And hopefully it makes it a lot easier for everybody too. Thank you.
Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mr Chairman.
Are there any further speakers? I'll just note that... Councillor Murphy, go ahead.
Just in relation to, if I may, when it is envisaged the works will actually take place, taking into consideration what will be occurring in that area?
Mr Williams, please.
Through you, Mr Chair. The construction contract was written that the contractor could have possession of site on March 25th, so following the Devonport Motor Show, and the majority of the work would be completed prior to the construction of the hotel requiring that road space. So we've been working with Lions to make sure it's integrated and considering the events in the area as well.
Nothing further, Councillor Murphy?
Nothing further.
Thank you. And I'll just make the point that the design of the project and the scheduling of the work's been undertaken, as Mr Williams just mentioned, in consultation with the architects of the Living City Waterfront. So any works done there will fall into line with what's about to happen in coming, coming months. So there won't be a duplication of cost on that particular area. So I'll ask Alderman Councillor Jarman to close.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Consider it closed.
I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 4.2. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mr Chairman. We've done our due diligence on our tender, and as you can see, that the contract's awarded to Civilscape, so there's nothing further to add.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy?
As already stated, it's all there.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? Doesn't look like it. Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.1. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Do I have a seconder?
So seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Jarman.
Look, the bike riding strategy has been part of our discussion for quite a while now, and an excellent part of, we're looking at bikes are becoming the future use of transport that are going to be even better than what we've got at the moment. So it's excellent that we're making sure that we've got the right idea going into the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Any other speakers? No? Yes, Councillor Innes.
With the bike route, when is it planned that these are going to be built? Is it 2020?
Mr Williams?
Through you, Mr Chair. There's a lot of routes on this map that are marked as future. The priority at the moment is the coastal pathway, so there is a council commitment to $1.6 million over the next two financial years.
Yep.
Apart from that, there are some other projects in the Ford Works program, which I guess will be reconsidered when the budget's adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Does that answer your question, Councillor Innes? Thank you. No further speakers. I'll ask Councillor Jarman to close.
Yeah, I suppose what we look at is, as long as we've got this in our plan, then if something does go to happen and we're looking at an area, perhaps we're looking at stormwater goes wrong or something needs to be done, and if we've got our bike path strategy already there, we know that we need to look at that when we're doing this. So it's for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Noes, against? Nay? No? Okay. Unanimously passed. Thank you. Now, item 5.2, I shall leave the room and ask Councillor Laycock to take the chair.
Right. Agenda item 5.2 on page 18. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Jarman.
So seconded.
Seconder? Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Go ahead, Councillor Jarman.
Look, thank you. This is not an easy one to sort. It's always a bit of a problem when we're finding that we're lacking looking after, especially our senior citizens. And I'm glad that we've now had this brought to notice. I suppose it's I'm going to say an awful thing, a suck it and see type of method, because we need to see if this works, and that we hope that people will understand that it's the free parking is to help our senior citizens in that area when they're going to that club. And I just hope that a lot of people don't just take advantage and park there while they're going shopping and necessarily take up the spaces that are really needed for our senior citizens who are lacking a bit of car parking space there now that we've done the new boat ramp. So I certainly hope that it's used for the right reasons and it works. If not, we'll probably have to look at it at a later stage to see if not. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, I think Councillor Jarman is referring to option 4 in the report. Which I think is going to alleviate some of the issues there. There's always going to be ongoing problems in that area. So I think if we do adopt option 4, it will see a suitable outcome for the interim.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Any further speakers? Councillor Jarman, to close, please.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. No. He's looking, he's right.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Moving along to item 5.3, do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
You do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mr. Chairman. The report has come in. We only need to note that the works be deferred, if we read the recommendation correctly, the Ronald Street catchment be deferred and funding reallocated to a high priority stormwater project. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Oh, look, I think we're getting cleverer as we go along with all these different things coming up, and we're very aware that flood damage is nothing worse, but we're making sure that we do these things in the right order. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? I'll ask Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 5.4, do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman.
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Jarman.
Yes, look, this has been a long time coming, and I suppose I'd be really grateful to see that we can expand on this Dulverton Joint Authority that we've been utilising throughout the years. And I think finally we're probably doing things that people want, looking at resource sharing and being clever with our dollar, which the ratepayers want, and I think this is a great way of going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, I agree with Councillor Jarman. I think it would be noteworthy that it may help make some significant improvements to the community.
Thank you. Are there any further speakers? I'll ask Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you. Moving along to item 6.1. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So I move, Mr Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Second.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
No, the report's always very interesting to read and see what we've been up to, and certainly highlights all the work that gets done by the staff and what a great job they do. Thank you.
Thank you. No other speakers? Okay, I'll ask Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against nay? The ayes have it. Thank you. Item 6.2, do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
You do, Mr Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock.
There's nothing really anything to add. Just the few that are in the photographs, you can see the work that's been done, and certainly a big improvement in lots of areas around our city. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
I agree with Councillor Laycock. The Coles Beach Access Road looks very good and very popular by the look of it.
Thank you. Are there any further? Yeah, Councillor Jarman?
Just a quick comment on, looks really exciting, the new East Devonport foreshore playground. Can't wait for that to get put together and for the part of that community to really enjoy that. So thank you.
Thank you. No other speakers? I'll ask Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against nay? The ayes have it. Thank you. And with that being the last item on the agenda at 5:51, I'll call a close to the meeting. Thank you. Quarter to six, I couldn't quite get to quarter to six.